living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So it is unfortunate, but it is what it is. It is impossible today to avoid the constant onslaught of environmental toxins. We just live in a very dirty environment. Air, water, soil, food, household products, right? I think we're becoming more aware of this. The EPA statistics that really caught my attention a couple years ago, and I found these out when I was preparing for my guest appearance on the Suzanne Summers Show, and I was going to do a segment with her on going green inside, and which, of course, is about liver support. That's your internal detox system. And as I was preparing for the segment, I came across some EPA stats that just, it just blew my mind. So I'm going to go over those again to kind of set the stage up here. The United States government allows close to 80,000 industrial chemicals in our environment. Now, that means things for your car, for your home, things in your bathroom that you actually think are cleaning you. You name it, almost 80,000 industrial chemicals. 1,000 new chemicals are introduced each year. 1,000. So I guess 2 years ago when I found that stat, close to 80,000, it's now close to 82,000. It was a couple of years ago. But it's unbelievable. That many chemicals? We need that many chemicals to keep our society going? Is that really true? How about this one? The average American? Say around 400 to 500 chemicals coursing through your bloodstream at any given time. That's right, 400 to 500. You have an internal detox system, by the way, that, as I said, is the liver. It's awesome. The liver is one of the most resilient, powerful organs that we have. To get rid of these toxins, it's just overwhelmed. It was never meant to deal with this type of onslaught. And so what we have is an internal system, an internal detox system, based on the liver, based on certain enzymes that are meant to fight off these toxic threats. But unfortunately, if the liver or these enzyme systems aren't working properly, you can actually have the opposite effect, where these toxins become more active, more damaging, and even can cause cancer. And that's kind of where I want to go with this today. You know, it isn't so much just getting rid of toxins because they can damage the cells and tissues. They are linked to cancer. Why is that? Well, most of the toxins that we deal with, these are chemicals that have no problem getting inside the cells and have no problem getting inside the nucleus of the cells. And why is that bad? Because that's where the DNA is. And once the toxins are inside the nucleus and in attaching to the DNA, they cause DNA mutations. DNA mutations are the hallmark of cancers. No matter what kind of cancer it is, the basic underlying mechanism is DNA damage. That's what these toxins do. They're able to get inside the cell and inside the nucleus to the DNA so easily because most of them are based upon, they have a chemical structure, I should say, similar to estrogen. And estrogen is a fat-based, compound, and so are these industrial chemicals. They're fat-based, so they have no problem getting through the lipid layers of the cell and the nucleus and into the DNA. We call them xenoestrogens, by the way. Industrial chemicals that can go all the way into the nucleus, which most of them do, are known as xenoestrogens. So they have estrogenic effect, they have DNA damaging effect, and that's going to raise our cancer risks. And this is where cruciferous vegetables play such an important role. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. So I have a list. First of all, I eat more fruit than I do vegetables. I admit I need to get some more vegetables into my diet. I do enjoy some cruciferous vegetables, but I had to research this. I wanted to just give a complete list first. What are the cruciferous vegetables? Because we need to be eating more of these. Arugula. We have black and brown mustard. I didn't know that one. Bok choy. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, collard greens, horseradish, radishes, kale, parsnips, turnips, watercress, and wasabi. I'm not saying that's a complete list, but that's a decent list of cruciferous vegetables. So in today's toxic environment, As a medical doctor, I'm not doing a good job if I'm not encouraging my friends, my family's life extension members where I work at as the senior scientist, people who have bought my book and read it. I'm not doing a good job if I'm not encouraging people to increase the consumption of cruciferous vegetables. The main compounds in these, and all of them, by the way, it doesn't matter whether it's broccoli or bok choy or cabbage, they have these compounds called glucosinolates. It's these glucosinolates, these compounds that are providing your body with detox properties or detox effects. So that's why they're so powerful, because of those specific compounds. As a matter of fact, I did some research and I found this about the compounds in cruciferous vegetables. Okay, they are able to reduce the carcinogenesis of many of environmental toxins. They protect the DNA from oxidative damage. Right, some research showing up by up to 28%. These glucosinolates encourage cancer cells to commit suicide. That's always good if you have cancer. And it turns out that they may be able to actually turn off genes that are promoting the growth of certain cancers. So these compounds in cruciferous vegetables have been well researched. As a matter of fact, everything I just told you comes from about four or five different well-reviewed studies. So powerful compounds. Here's the problem. Well, because of our poor soil conditions, cruciferous vegetables, they just don't have a lot of these compounds in them anymore. That really does mean that, at least in my opinion, supplementation is really going to be important if we're going to want to benefit from cruciferous vegetables. So please eat the cruciferous vegetables, organic-based, right? Be careful how you cook them. Even slight cooking of cruciferous vegetables does seem to decrease some of these important detoxifying compounds. So steams, a light steam, a light boil, not too long, that's the best way to go. Or even raw in some cases, works well as well. So watch how you cook them. That's important. So I do want you to eat them, but I think supplementation is also really important. Let's talk a little bit about... a little bit more specifically about these compounds. And there's two of them I want to mention here. So all cruciferous vegetables have those key compounds in them, those detoxifying compounds. And two of them I want to mention here. One is called indole-3-carbinol. Okay? Studies have shown that it helps to fight cancers of the breast, prostate, reproductive tract, colon, and even blood-borne cancers like leukemias and lymphomas. Indole-3-carbinol is really powerful at helping the body maintain healthy hormone balance. Let me just use estrogens as an example. There are some estrogens in the human body, and this goes for men too, right? We all have the same hormones, just in different levels and ratios. There are some estrogens that are very protective, and there are other estrogens that aren't. Indole-3-carbinol helps to promote a healthy estrogen population, if you will. That's important because when you have a healthy estrogen population, cells and tissues are going to repair, or they're going to reproduce in a more healthy way than if you have some of the more dangerous estrogens. So indole-3-carbinol is really, in my opinion, helping your body maintain healthy populations of subtypes of hormones that are going to be more beneficial to you. As a matter of fact, in a cervical cancer study, they were looking at people with carcinoma in situ. That's a cervical type cancer that just is getting going there. It was able to reduce this carcinoma in situ by 50% at just 200 milligrams a day of indole-3-carbinol. So that's pretty powerful. The other one, the last one, is dimethane. It's kind of a sister to indole-3-carbinol. Again, it's working in the same way. It's helping your body to handle the estrogens all, better, and it's also helping the liver with all of its detox pathways. So you might eat your cruciferous vegetables. Right, I just gave you a nice list. Watch how you cook them, but because of our poor soils, because we're missing a lot of these key nutrients, you might want to supplement with at least indole-3-carbinol and diindole-methane, also known as DIM. That's a great way to protect yourself from these environmental toxins. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.